Welcome back to the Haddonfield Horrors Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror movie franchises. I'm Tawan.
I'm Maria.
And today we're reviewing Slenderman, released in 2018, directed by Sylvian White and written by David Burke. Maria, can you give the people the plot summary?
When their friend mysteriously disappears, a group of teenage girls explore whether the culprit could be the creepy internet urban legend character Slenderman by summoning him with a ritual. They begin experiencing supernatural phenomena that make them believe the story is real and that they are now being haunted by the Slenderman.
So, Slenderman, this movie for me has been my pick in this little short series that we're doing on movies that we don't really think are that good. So this was my pick for this whole thing, and I remember seeing this movie in theaters. I definitely went to go see it by myself at the time, because usually if I go to the movies, I'll see like one or two. So I know I went to see this, and when I left, I was mad that I watched it. I just did not like this movie. I really didn't think the acting was that good in it. Also, nor was like the writing. The direction kind of seemed a little all over the place. And I think the main thing overall with this is just, at this point in time, like, Slenderman was played out by 2018. Like, nobody was really checking for Slenderman in 2018. I believe if this had came out, six years before, it could have been better. Because Slenderman was, like, kind of popular when I was in high school, like, freshman, sophomore year. So for me, that's, like, 2012, 2013. And I just don't think that at this point in time when the movie came out, that there was any relevance to the character for this to even be released. Especially coming after the whole incident that happened with the kid who like killed another kid because Slenderman is what they said. And it just didn't really seem relevant. And I didn't like this movie. It just was not doing anything for me. It felt like really poorly done. I really didn't like much of the effects that were in the movie. I think out of everything, there may have been like one sequence that I liked out of everything here. But besides that, like, I just found the movie boring. Which is like the worst thing I feel a movie can be. Like, a movie can be bad, but if it's boring too, then, you know, you just really don't have anything going on for it. So, Maria, what about you? Was this your first time watching this movie? And if it was, like, what were your thoughts about it?
Yeah, it was definitely my first time watching the movie. Not my first time. Like, okay, so I grew up, like, with creepypastas, you know? Like, I've seen the whole Slender Man thing. I've seen where it started. I've seen, like, how it became popular. I grew up, like, really deep in that whole era, I guess. And but it's definitely my first time watching the movie. And it was, like, it was very cheesy. I feel like with, like, big names, like, you know, Joey King and that girl who was also in The Conjuring, I was, like, the acting was okay. But, like, yeah, it was just very cheesy. It was very, like, the script was written very weird. And it was just, like, I don't even know how to, like, explain it. It was just kind of, like, okay, well, like, it wasn't horrible. I'll admit that. It was not, well, no, because that makes it seem like I kind of liked it, but I didn't. I guess I've seen worse, but, like, this movie just also just didn't, like, deliver. It felt very like, I felt like people, like a bunch of different people wrote a bunch of different scenes and just, they were like, yeah, we're gonna put this together and that's it. And it's like, that's not how that works. Like the movie definitely, it didn't feel like a whole continuous story. I felt like we were jumping around a lot. And on top of that, I feel like whoever directed this movie did it in such a weird way. Like, the scene, and they did this like a couple of times, but like the scene where they were where Katie's dad went to I don't even remember
Oh,
this
went to
girl's name.
Haley's house.
Yeah, and then you know they like called the police. Well, first of all, Haley was not freaking out as much as she should have been, but
No,
like
for real.
she was just like, "Let's go," to her sister. I was like, "Girl, if you don't run, screaming your head off, like Jesus Christ!" But like the next sequence, when like you know the cops is arresting him, it was just so weird. It was so like, first of all, the fucking music, and then the slow-mo, and it was just. It was weird that they were trying to make this scene very intense, but like then kind of really did nothing with it, I guess. And but like they did that like multiple times in the movie, you know? And like they were trying to make like a specific scene so like you know like you're supposed to sit there and feel whatever the hell's going on. But then, like, other scenes, you know, where you kind of figure out that, like, what was her name? The other girl, the one that Joey King played.
Oh, Ren.
Ren, yeah, where you, like, find out that, like, Ren had, had told, Haley's sister how to play the game. Like, I feel like that scene was a lot more, like, you know, like what? But like it really like they just skipped over that so fast, and I was like, it was
Yeah.
very odd. A lot of the direction choices for this movie just made it very like disconnected, I guess. So I can see why you don't like it.
Yeah, and I think no, okay, and I think I don't think that this movie would have I don't see where this movie would have been good, but I do see a lot of places where it could have been better. And for one, I think just a different director, like overall, and a different either script for the story or just making it more streamlined. It kind of felt like one of those things where, you know, they wanted to do a movie. They just wanted to do a movie with Slenderman and didn't know how to go about it. So they said, let's do The Ring and put Slenderman in it. Because it kind of felt like The Ring with them watching the video and that, like, called Slenderman to them after that point. And then you look into it and then. Like the whole ritual. Now the little ritual part in the woods, that like obviously isn't a part of the ring, but the whole like watching the video, and that's like the first like layer of getting into it, was kind of giving me like the ring, but this was like the ring from Sheen or Toomey.
Oh my God, that
Temu, you know what I
you
mean? No, actually no. No,
mean
wait, I meant Toomey.
Timu? Oh true. Oh you said Tubi.
Yeah, I'm in 2B. But like it was because it like I feel like they were trying to give like that, but I don't know, this I feel like the director could have like captured that really good. And when I looked at like other stuff that he did, he doesn't really have a strong like filmography. Like he did one of the direct to DVD sequels for I Know What You Did Last Summer. I think is like the third one. I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer, and I remember seeing that movie and it sucked. And besides that, he did that Stump the Yar movie with Chris Brown and this other comic book movie called The Losers, which I actually do remember liking that. So I don't, he really didn't have like much of a thing or background for horror, so maybe he wasn't the right pick for this. Which I mean, I don't see who could have been the right pick for this anyway. I feel like this movie would have came off corny no matter who did it, just because of how far out it was from like the original creepypasta and where we were at the time.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, honestly, I think Slenderman could have been like a really, like, the way you tell Slenderman is barely showing Slenderman, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think, like you saw so much of him that he looked kind of funny, like, he looked kind of goofy. It's just a man in a fucking tie, you know, like, with tentacles. But I feel like, I did like the whole tree thing they were doing. I think that was very interesting. But to be honest, I feel like they should have kept up with that. Like, it's the trees taking kids, not Slenderman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely get you. And I feel like have you seen The Witch?
Yeah.
Like, they could have did something more like that, where, you know, because The Witch was more don't show. You were more scared of what you weren't seeing than what was actually being shown. And they could have, like, went more that route with this, with, like, what you mentioned. But, you know, I feel like they probably, like, well, if we're going to do Slenderman, like, we want to show Slenderman. But, you know, the fear of not knowing what's there is always, like, more scary than us just being shown it.
Yeah, exactly. And, I feel like that could have been their stronger suit.
Yeah.
You know, but they were...
Definitely could have.
But, I feel like definitely the witch vibe could have been so much better versus, yeah, the ring you were talking about.
Yeah, and it's, it is even crazy because even if they did, say, channel the ring, because I really like the remake to the ring, the U.S. remake, that's, like, a really good, like, remake of a foreign, like, horror movie. But it, like, captured the essence of that movie, like, really well. And, I mean, if they were going to go that route, like, they just got to fully commit, but also not come off corny. Because I feel like that's what brings this movie down. It just comes off very corny and the way that it goes about it all. And then the writing, like, people have such a hard time writing teenagers and stuff.
Yeah.
The conversations between them felt so, like, not how any teenagers would talk. And you could just tell that it was, like, some adults think, like, giving us conversations of what they think that teenagers or, like, kids would sound like. And it just doesn't fit at all. So that was, like, another thing that didn't work for me. But moving on from our, like, initial thoughts, were there any moments or scenes that you liked or disliked?
I don't know. I liked when they went into, like, Katie's room and they saw, like, the whole, like, you know, the tree pictures and, like, the tree holding the kids' hands and stuff like that. Because that actually looked kind of creepy, you know? It's like, because I feel like that concept of it's the trees taking the kids would have been so cool. But, no, they did not do that. I think... I don't... And I guess, like, the last scene where you, like, find out that it was Ren who showed the game to Haley's sister... Cause I think I even gasped. I was like, "What?"
I didn't expect that either. That was, like, crazy to see. I definitely wasn't expecting that to happen. So I will say, like, as far as the reveal goes, that was a good reveal.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed that. I also liked. I liked that scene. I don't even remember, like, what was happening here, but, like, Haley's having, like, some hallucinations. I think she's dreaming, and she's, like, dreaming of, like, I think she's walking down the hospital, I don't even remember how bad this movie was. I was walking down the hospital, or she was, my bad. She was walking down the hospital, or like it was a hallway, and she like keeps hearing like cracking noises, and she keeps seeing like people laughing and their faces looking very distorted. Or was it Ren? I think it was Ren actually. Seeing things very distorted, and then she starts like just seeing really weird imagery of like people
Yeah.
with no faces, people missing their face, and that was interesting. I feel like that small sequence was good. If only they had kept that throughout the whole movie, it would have been good.
Yeah, and I will say I do have a scene that I did like or sequence, which was the scene of Rin when she was in the library and she like had her interaction with Slender Man. I thought like that was a good like sequence of leading up to like a scare. Like we knew it was gonna, end up being kind of like a jump scare type of situation, but the sequence of her like going through the aisles of the library and like seeing Slender Man. And then, like, he put his hand over her face, and she suddenly had like no face at all. I thought like that was pretty cool. Besides that, though, don't think there were any other like sequences that I really liked out of this movie. But another scene that I do want to bring up was when Haley was with her boyfriend. And she looked up at his face and it was just like contorting all crazy. Like, that was actually funny to me. Like it was just funny the way that they, whatever effects they put on his face to make it do all that, I was laughing so hard.
Wait, I'm sorry, what scene?
It was the scene where so Haley was at her boyfriend's place, and remember they were like on the couch together.
Yes, yeah, that scene was so goofy. I was like, bro.
I was laughing so hard when I saw that because it was so unserious.
No, it was so unserious. Like, it was so like, first of all, this guy had the cur Okay, first of all, not this teenager asking this girl out while two of her friends are already missing. Like, I guess. And like, and on top of that, he I mean, I'm assuming he really likes her. They really like each other. They have this thing, this tension. He finally gets to kiss her just for this girl to scream and then be like, and I don't know, it's just so funny. I don't know. It's just
Like
so
that
funny to me.
was so wild. Like
Like I
I
can't
was
imagine.
actually dead.
Yeah, like I can't imagine just being like what am I doing? I don't know. Well, your partner's like screaming their head off and you're just like, okay. But no, yeah, it was, and yeah, like the graphics themselves were very, they were very dumb.
Yeah, it was very questionable.
They definitely could have, I feel like they definitely had the potential to do so much better. I don't know why they did that.
Man. Moving on, though, from our breakdown of scenes, we can talk about our characters a little bit closer. So, first that we have up is Chloe. And Chloe was the character who was kind of. She was attacked by Slender Man next after Katie went missing. Like she's the one who was like choking herself in the mirror when they came to like her house, and she was just standing out the she was just looking out the window all weird. Did you have any particular thoughts on Chloe's character? I know she wasn't in it for much, but just in case.
I didn't, but like one thought that I did have is that I kind of wish they could have gone with the whole like, I guess making it seem like it's these people like hurting themselves, like there was, I feel like it'd be cool if at the end there really was no Slender Man and everybody was just crazy,
I get that. And I feel like that could have I feel like that could have worked a bit for this movie. And maybe it would have been a little too close to home to the Wisconsin situation and the girls who said Slenderman made them do it. Like, it could have, that probably would have been calling it a little bit close, but it still could have worked.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, you're right. Which, that's true. Not that I forgot about that, but I didn't realize that was so close. I think, didn't they have to change the concept of this movie because of that?
I'm not sure, but I do know that when it released, they didn't even show it in the state of Wisconsin because of what happened.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it was, but I do like that. I do like that what you said there, because I do feel that could have, like, that could have been, like, better if it was them. They've kind of gaslighted themselves in a sense.
Yeah.
But I do see how that would be close to the situation that happened in real life. So I feel like that's maybe why they possibly didn't go with that, but we don't know what they were going with anyway. But as far as me, though, and Chloe's character, she really, her and Katie, honestly, they really didn't give them much to do. Now, yes, Katie was our, like, missing girl, and she had to, like, kind of kick the plot off. But after she went missing and then Chloe got attacked by Slenderman, you know, that was kind of it for her. They kind of put her, like, out for most of the rest of the movie. You know, they did their whole little seance in the woods. And then after that, you know, she was pretty much out from that point, and it was just kind of Ren and Haley's thing. But, you know, moving on from her, we do have Ren, who was played by Joey King. And, I mean, she wasn't the worst in this movie. Like, I do feel like, overall, like, she's a pretty good actress. I do, like, find her to be good and stuff that she's put in. But, I mean, they didn't give her much of anything to work with here. So, you know, it's kind of hard to act on a bad script. So I don't fault her like, pretty much anyone, mostly for their acting, because that's the director's, like, job to, you know, direct them on what to do. But I don't think they were given that a good director, nor, you know, a good script for the writing either. So it's kind of hard to, you know, kind of come. Complain about that, but either way, I thought, like, she did pretty okay with what was given. But as far as her character of Ren was a bad friend. How are you gonna show that girl's sister how are you gonna take that girl's sister to the woods and subject her to the same thing, and you know, like, y'all are basically being haunted or something is weird is going on, and you're going to subject your best friend's sister to this, who you also love.
And she never said anything about it.
Exactly. And now you have this girl's sister going crazy in the hospital.
Yeah, like, I think her excuse was like, oh, well, it was way before. I didn't think it was real. But it's like, girl, like, okay, two of our friends are gone. You're the one over here saying it's real. Like, okay, then why wouldn't you tell her that, like, oh, yeah, your sister did it too, you know?
It made no sense to me. And she is terrible for that. Like, okay, just because this girl wants to summon Slenderman doesn't mean that you have to be the one to do it. And after you know what just happened to your friends, your two friends prior, you decide to do this, and for what? Like, it wasn't going to bring anything back.
Yeah, right? Like, it seemed really, it did kind of seem out of place. I mean, I knew that they were going to do something with the sister, because they're making the sister like very like obsessed with like her older sister and her friends. Not obsessed, but like she wanted to be in the group, but like,
Yeah.
so I thought they were going to use her in a different way instead of just like, oh yeah, like let's bring the sister back and show that she also did the game, which was really only like a 10-minute scene. It wasn't even that long. And that was it. Just for like Haley, just for, to turn out that Haley was gonna go to Slender Man and, sacrifice herself for her sister. But even then, I feel like that wasn't strongly implied. I
Yeah.
don't know, just that sequence was also really weird. But then
It
like but
was.
then yeah, but then like the more you also like think about it, it's like Slender Man was gonna take her anyways. Like, that man don't care.
Yeah, and I think a better way to handle it would have been not Ren showing Haley's sister the video. I mean, not the video, like taking her to the woods. I think the better way to do it maybe would have been Haley's sister watching the Slender Man like video, kind of like the Ring. They didn't want the little boy to watch the video, then he watched it, so now he's also getting haunted, like that kind of same thing. Like she could have watched it, and maybe got obsessed like Katie did, and like now, they have to do like Haley. I feel like Haley's sacrifice would have been better that way than it being forced upon the sister by Ren's doing.
Yeah, because I mean, either way, like they were all gonna die. Because that was another thing too. Like they were all gonna die regardless.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing of oh, like he doesn't want what you love. He wants you, and it's like, okay, so then regardless, he was gonna come for like her sister. Like either way, whether or not Haley was gonna sacrifice herself, it was gonna come get her anyway. Like it did the same thing to her. To her friends. So that just didn't make sense.
Oh man, terrible friends. But our last person that we do have is, well, not last, but second to last person that we do have to speak about today is Haley, which was kind of our main character. Like her and Ren kind of shared main character duty, but I feel like it was more Haley's story than it was Ren's. I don't think I like the actress for Haley. Like I know I mentioned when speaking on Ren that it was it felt like bad direction and bad writing. Now I will say it was still like bad writing on Haley's character as well, but I don't think that I like this actress. Now I don't think I've seen her in anything else prior to this movie, but she was not really doing it for me in any of her scenes. It all felt very forced and not in a good way, like watching her throughout the movie. I felt that her character was pretty boring. The scares and scene stuff that they gave her weren't convincing to me. It didn't feel like it meshed well for what I was watching, and I think besides like the movie overall, she was kind of another reason why I didn't like it, because she was the one we were watching the most throughout the movie, and she just wasn't really doing anything for me in that sense. So I kind of feel like, it could have been somebody else in this role, but I wouldn't have liked the movie anymore. So I'm just hating to hate, but also don't think that like her character was that interesting to be our main one. I like the scenes that we had with Ren more than the ones that I saw with Haley. And her whole like sacrifice at the end, yeah, just like Maria mentioned, is kind of in vain, because I mean, sure, she's sacrificing herself, but well, that's not gonna stop Slender Man.
Yeah, like regardless, they were all gonna die, you know? And I agree with what you said. Yeah, Haley was definitely like boring. I honestly like I didn't realize till like halfway through the movie, and I honestly feel like they wrote her out to be like this, but I think I didn't even know she was gonna be the main person, you know? Like she definitely gave off side character vibes. And she definitely, and yeah, like she wasn't really giving. Like there were scenes where something crazy was happening, and she was more or less like, ah, and it was like, girl, like what are you doing, you know? And it was just so weird. I mean, I liked the actress, I did, just maybe just not for this role, you know, maybe just not as like a main character, I guess. Cause yeah, there was just and like there was just some things that were just she would react very like oddly to them, and it was just so weird. And then it was just kind of like, yeah, she just really didn't give as much as she should. And I mean, either I mean like maybe it was the script too. Like maybe they were trying to make her. I don't know what they were trying to make it do. Like, I genuinely don't know what they were expecting of her and, like, why they wanted her to act the way she did. Because she definitely seemed very bland. Yeah, Ren, I mean, Ren definitely gave off better, like, I mean, Joey King, I mean, she's definitely been in a bunch of stuff, like, and it's. And you know, you can definitely tell the difference between the two actresses. And okay, and not to mention the fact that like halfway through, Haley was like, I don't believe in this stuff. I'm gonna go out with this guy. And it's like two people are missing, girl. And plus, and not to mention she saw things too. She was having the nightmare, she was seeing it. And for her to way backtrack all the way to square zero and be like, it's not real. Like, I'm gonna go to my man's house. And it's like, girl, like, no. And it was such a weird, it was such a weird way to try to put a rift through them. Because I remember in that scene, Ren was like, I think the guy's name was Joe. She was like, Joe. And she said it in a way that's supposed to be like, I'm assuming was supposed to be like, why him? You know, like just very like teenager stuff. And then they never brought that specific plot point back. It was just so weird. I don't know. It was very weird. Actually, now that I keep thinking about it. And yeah, like her being with the dude also didn't really add anything. All
It
it just
doesn't.
added, no, it just added another victim for Slender Man. And then this dumbass dude watched the video. Came into class all like terrified, and then not to, and then Haley trying to whisper in class, and she was just like, "Are you okay?" And he's like visibly shaken, like he's obviously not okay. And I don't know, it was definitely weird. After like a certain point, everything just got really weird.
It she was not giving like she was just not like I'm sorry and like they just gave her a character they didn't do any they didn't do anything good for her character.
No, they really didn't.
So I guess to close out we have our titular villain Slender Man to talk about, and Slender Man was just not it was just not like scary. I feel like most of the mystique behind Slender Man at this point was already gone. So, you know, if you were watching this movie, you were probably just watching it to see what Hollywood was gonna do with the Slender Man story, which I mean was the reason why I kind of watched it. Because, you know, if it, like I mentioned, if it had a release closer to that time when, you know, the game came, the Slender Man game came out, and like Maria mentioned, when the creepypasta and stuff was like more popular. It would have been probably more scarier because there wasn't as much like lore about the character and all that type of stuff. But you know, we get to this point now where you know, it's kind of been oversaturated, and then we see it, and it just doesn't come across as scary here. Like, the way that they use the character, it didn't really come across as a scary thing. And they kind of try to force it, and it just doesn't really work. And I do think, like Maria mentioned, they should have went with that less is more approach with the character and showing less of what we, you know, what we got. Which, I mean, we didn't get a lot, but they could have dialed it back or given us more of those like background type of things where it's like out of focus in a different frame or something in the frame or something like that. But they just kind of went with a more in your face approach with them, and I don't think it really worked.
Yeah, I agree. I think that like I'm convinced that whoever made this movie skimmed the Slenderman lore and was like, yeah, let's do that, you know? Like, I mean, I guess to be fair, the lore itself is not scary. It is very much of like, who is that in the background, you know? Which, yeah. I feel like that's what they should have done. I feel like having him right in your face like that, and then not to mention him caressing Rin's face, that part was weird. I was like, don't, no, like just... Like, yeah, I mean, definitely, the whole less is more. Because, I mean, technically, Slenderman is less. Like, that man has no face, and he's in a suit, and he's tall. He's supposed to look like the trees. He's supposed to blend in the background. But they had him just standing in, like, corners, got straight up into these kids' faces. And I feel like, honestly, even taking the whole Blair Witch Project approach would have been great. Like, you know, like, you just see, yeah, like, you just see people terrified. You just see them running away from something. And, like, that's the whole point of Slenderman. Like, I mean, in the whole, like, the pictures they had him, they, you know, they had him all the way in the background. He's supposed to blend in with the trees. And it's, like, they just, no, they were, like, well, it's just a guy, you know, in a tie with no face and tentacles. Let's just go with that. And it's, like, it's a lot more than that. You know, and especially with, like, I mean, I'll admit his getup in general is, feel like it's a little silly, which even more, I feel like that's why they should have done less, you know? Yeah.
That is so true. Well, we have come to the end of our character segments, and I will give us a little bit of behind the scenes on Slenderman and this movie. So, Slenderman is the first feature film. I know there have been fan films and such, but it's the first, like, Hollywood feature film to be inspired from a creepypasta. The myth itself was written by Eric Knudsen. It all began when Knudsen entered a Photoshop competition under the pen name Victor Surge. And he presented two images. In those black and white pictures, there were children somewhere, and somewhere in the picture, there was a tall, weird creature that he named Slenderman. Inspired from Slenderman in real life, two teenage girls, Morgan Geyser and Anissa Wire, attacked and stabbed one of their friends and claimed that they took this crime action to please Slenderman. The father of the victim, whose life was nearly claimed by the two girls that worshipped the Slender Man, spoke out against the film, citing how they felt disgraced by Hollywood making a film about events that led to tragedy. And movie theaters in most areas of Wisconsin refused to show this movie, saying that it was insensitive to the little girl and her family, even though the movie was not a portrayal of actual events. Lastly, our critics' reactions. The film currently sits at an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes, with IndieWire giving the film a D, writing a tasteless and inedible, undercooked serving of the internet's stalest creepypasta. Slenderman aspires to be for the YouTube era what The Ring was to the last gasp of the VHS era. But what do we think? Maria, will you give a cash or pass to Slenderman 2018?
I'm a cash just to spite you, Tuan. I'm just kidding. I'll definitely pass. This movie, honestly, I don't even know who wrote this and who watched it and thought, yes, this is it. I think the seasoned actresses that were in the movie made it a little better, but even then, I just don't think those. I just they. It's definitely. I don't know how to explain this. I feel like they definitely, if they would have taken a different approach, it would have been so much better. I think, I mean, yeah, I feel like it definitely would have made the movie definitely so much better. It was very weird. It had a lot of weird plot points going on and added stuff for who knows why. I mean, it definitely seems like a movie that was written by like a teenager. Or like I think how you said earlier, like an adult trying to be a teenager and wrote in, all these other things for some reason that they think teenagers would relate to.
Like, how are the lore writers for the creepypasta doing better than y'all?
Exactly. Like, you're so right. And that's what I was thinking too. And I guess they wanted to be very different to the story. And I guess on top of that, after everything that happened with in Wisconsin. But honestly, after all that, I feel like they should have just waited. I feel like they should have left the movie alone, should have waited it out. They should have gone back and forth with that movie. They should have changed it from little girls, or not, I guess, from like teenagers to like adults, I feel. They should have just, I mean, I'm pretty sure that would have been a ton of money, but it would have, I feel like it would have made the film a little bit better, So I will pass.
And I will definitely also be passing on this movie. Honestly, if we never did this, I probably would have never thought or seen this movie ever again. I'm glad that I won't have to see it again after this. And I definitely will pass on it. It's really telling that after this movie, this director has not directed another movie since. I mean, that just goes to show a couple things. But outside of that, I just don't think that it's worth anyone's time to watch. Maybe, one of those so bad it's, funny. I don't even think it's a so bad it's good, because I don't find much redeemable about it. You could definitely get some laughs out of here. But outside of that, I don't see anything else going for it. And, I'll definitely be passing. And even though Mark isn't here and he didn't give me his cash or pass, I know he would pass on this. I'm gonna say Mark passes.
That's biased.
Yes. But that wraps up our episode on Slenderman, I believe. By the time you guys hear us again, we will be on to our next series, which is Black Christmas. So you can expect to hear that from us when you come back. So we hope that you have had a good time listening to us, and good night.
If you like this episode, please be sure to check out Hide and Fear Horror's past reviews from big franchises like Halloween, Friday the 13th, and the Chucky franchise, or one-off reviews like Us and Midsommar. You can follow Hide and Fear Horror's on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms. If you're listening to us on YouTube, don't forget to please like and subscribe. Hide and Fear Horror is produced by Mark Smart, Maria Perez, and Tuan Griffin. Edited by Mark Smart. Theme by Lethal Injections. The Hide and Fear Horrors podcast is a Letters to Media production.
Should we do an intro?